Hello, you all. I am Karen Elizabeth Pattenjack's baby girl. Welcome to Karen's Inquisitive Corner. We have a great show for you today, and we're going to go ahead and get started. So today, we're actually going to be talking about leprosy. All of us know about it, or at least have heard about leprosy somewhere. So, you know, when we started, I said that we were going to talk about new illnesses, we're going to talk about old illnesses, we're going to talk about common illnesses. And so I was reading something the other day, and I was reading how leprosy is still very prevalent. And I didn't know that. So I wanted to share that information with you all. So come on, let's learn about leprosy today. Leprosy and TB, those are the two longest diseases that have been around. It's leprosy and TB. Now, leprosy has been around since 2000 BC. Tuberculosis has been around since 2400 BC. So they have both been around a very, very long time. Now, in the corner, we've actually talked about diseases and illnesses that our ancestors had, but leprosy and TB goes way back before Christ. So these two diseases have been around for centuries, and curiously enough, they're still here. Not as prevalent, but they're still around. So our focus today is going to be on leprosy. And probably the first place any of you all, I know myself, have heard about leprosy or read about leprosy was at church, at Sunday school, maybe Vacation Bible School, HYPU, or something like that. So in biblical days, leprosy was a terrible, terrible disease. They felt that people were leopards, or they had this disease, they call them lepers, that they had this disease of leprosy because God was actually punishing them. They had did some type of sin, and God gave them this disease to punish them. Well, of course, in 2024, we know that is not true, but that's what they thought back then before Christ. One of the things that leopards had to do if you had the disease of leprosy is you had to stand at least 200 or 300 feet from everybody. And when people came close to you, you would have to holler out, unclean, unclean, to make them aware that they're coming up on you and that you have the disease leprosy. You cannot be around your family. You cannot be around friends or anything like that. And they actually lived in colonies. So they actually had to live together. And the picture at the top actually shows an actual colony that they used to live in. Now, in Asia, they still have colonies where they put people with this disease, and they put them all together and really limit how they
get some candy.
I'm sorry, you guys. Yes, we really limit to how they circulate and communicate with their family and friends and so forth. Now, back in before Christ, they were dirty. They were nasty. They smelled because they had a lot of open wounds and they didn't have antibiotics and everything that we have now. So they were just really appeared as really filthy human beings on the outside and also filthy on the inside because they had sinned to get this disease. Now, let me give you a few statistics because I want you to understand how prevalent leprosy still is. Now, approximately 208,000 people across the world today have leprosy. Now, of course, those numbers are going fluctuating up and down, but approximately 208,000 to date. Now, in the 1980s, there were over 5 million people with a diagnosis of leprosy. Some of you all were born in 1980. That is not that long ago for us to have 5 million, over 5 million people with this disease. Now, in 2023, the USA had 225 new cases in the United States. Each year, up to 225 people in the United States and 250,000 around the world are diagnosed. So not only do we have it 250,000 around the world, in the United States, we have 225 every year. And of course, that number is going to fluctuate up and down. So let's look at our state in the state of Tennessee. Now, Tennessee reported 4,939 new cases of leprosy in 2016 to 2017. In 2017 to 2018, at least 150 people visited clinics with deformities from leprosy. Now, we're talking about Tennessee, where we live. The last count in Tennessee was 2023. There were over 200 leprosy cases for that year. So in last year, in the state of Tennessee, we had over 200 cases of leprosy. So I don't want you to think, well, you know, Karen is talking about something that's ancient. Yeah, it is ancient, before Christ, and we don't see it anymore. Yes, we still see it. Not as prevalent, but it's still here. There is not a shot or anything that you can get like measles, mumps, and so forth for leprosy. Now, they have been trying and testing an immunization, but to date, there is not. So I wanted you to understand that this disease is still around. Now, some of the signs and symptoms of leprosy, let me say this first. Some of the pictures may be really hard for some of you all to look at, so I want to let you know that you may just have to listen and not look at the pictures if the pictures are going to be really hard for you. Hey, now, some of the areas.
We need to hurry up and get some candy.
Okay, please be quiet. Some of the areas where leprosy actually shows up is the nose and the ears, the nerves in the brain, and the spinal cord. So it's actually going to affect your nervous system. We've talked about the nervous system several times in the corner. It's going to affect your eyes, your skin, your face. Now, leprosy is actually a bacteria. Now, the difference in a bacteria and a virus, we've talked about this in the corner before too. The difference in a bacteria is the bacteria can live inside you, but it can also live outside of you. Okay, the bacteria can live in both places. The virus, most of the times, the virus is going to live inside you. So the virus is going to attack really good cells inside your body. But bacteria is going to attack inside your body, and it's going to be able to live outside your body. So leprosy is actually a bacteria, and it's called Mycobacterium leprae. So leprae is where they got leprosy. Now, leprosy is actually spread through droplets. So it's spread through close contact with somebody with the disease, coughing, sneezing, and so forth. Now, we just got out of a chronic illness, where it spread through droplets and it spread through close contact with other people and sneezing and coughing and so forth. Leprosy is spread the exact same way. It is not a sexually transmitted disease. You cannot get leprosy through sex. Okay, but it's spread through droplets in the air. Now, some of the symptoms with leprosy, they actually vary. Here, you see pictures of loss of fingers, loss of toes. You see how in the middle, how the person's foot just kind of broke broke out with like skin lesions and so forth. In the bottom of the corner, I have an arrow where it shows where this person that had leprosy lost their fingers. And in the top of my right-hand corner, it shows where this person with leprosy does not have any toes. So what happens is the reason that their fingers and toes leave is because of the nerve damage. It weakens the muscle in the fingers and the toes. It makes the muscle really, really weak, and it causes them to just deteriorate. And what it does is it reabsorbs by the body. So they don't fall off. It actually reabsorbs by the body. So that's why when you look at the feet and look at the hands, we're going to look at more tissues. It's not like a cut there or anything. They've just kind of reabsorbed by the body and they're smaller. So that is a sign and symptom of leprosy. Another one is, of course, skin sores. As we can see here, all different types of skin sores. They may be raised, they may be bumpy, they may be flat, but these are some examples of skin sores, and they literally can be all over your body, under your arms, inside your hands, outside your hands, everywhere. It can actually be everywhere on your body. Parts of your body that you show and parts of your body that you don't show. Lumps and bumps, we talked about that. They do not go away. You may have lumps and bumps. They will not go away after weeks or months having them. That is a sign of leprosy. As you can see some of these pictures, you have the bumps on the ear, on the face. Again, some of these pictures may be hard for some of you to view, but these are pictures of people with diagnosis of leprosy. And this is how it looks. You also have symptoms where you lose your eyebrows, you lose your eyelashes, and it also affects your eyes, where you could possibly lose your vision and become blind, or maybe get glaucoma or something like that. But in the very late stages of leprosy, you will go blind. And so these are some pictures of people that actually have the diagnosis of leprosy. And you can see in my left corner, I have an arrow pointing. She has no eyebrows or no eyelashes. In the middle, this man is blind. On my right, you can see the skin, face, the top corner where her skin has just been swollen and sore. And at the bottom, this man is blind, all from leprosy. Now, treatment for leprosy is here. It can actually be cured only if it is noted or found in the early stages. If it is found in the late stages, you already have deformities. Nothing can be done about the deformity, the deformities. Nothing can be done about them. So in the top right, you see a picture of three ladies, and they're showing their hands that were affected by leprosy. But they're cured, but the deformity is still there. In the bottom picture, you see another young lady that had leprosy, but the deformity is still there. Now, with the treatments, they include a lot of different things. One of the things, of course, is psychotherapy, because if you have leprosy, it is going to be a mental issue. It is definitely going to be a mental issue. And that's one thing that is addressed really, really strongly. Because mentally, if you're not able to heal yourself mentally, then you're not going to be able to heal yourself physically. Another treatment is amputation. In the case where you've lost hands or fingers, maybe they got infected through open wounds or something, and that part of your body is dead, then they may have to take it off. You may have to have an amputation. Another treatment is multi-drug therapy. They use three types of antibiotics to cure leprosy. Now, like I said, if you start early with your antibiotics, it can be gone. If it's in the late stages, they may get rid of the bacteria, but you're still going to have the deformities. If you are blind, you're still going to be blind. If you lost a limb, you're still going to have that limb lost, of course. So you definitely want to make sure that you get early treatment. And some of the things, some of the other disabilities that leprosy brings on is kidney failure. You can't have babies. Infertility. Blind. You can be paralyzed because of nerve damage. We talked about that in your spinal cord. So you could be paralyzed from the neck down, or maybe from the waist down. And it's pain to walk. Now, one of the things that I read about leprosy is you can even have extreme pain, or you can have no pain. No pain is because of the nerve issues, because of the damage to the nerves. And so you may not be able to feel no pain, which is horrible, because if you cut your hand, if you cut yourself, if you're infected or something like that, you're not going to know it because you don't feel the pain. Or you could have extreme pain, meaning I read where if you have leprosy and you walk, it actually feels like you're walking on rocks up under your feet. Now, if you start early and you get your treatment, one day of treatment can cause you not to be contagious. One day of treatment, if it's caught early. Now, as of May 2022, over 6 million people were cured from leprosy. Okay, in 2022, 16 million, I said six, 16 million people were cured from leprosy. That's a lot of people around the world. It's a lot of people. So leprosy is a very, very slow growing bacteria. You can actually have leprosy for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, up to 20 years before it surfaces and you know that you have the disease, because the bacteria is very, very slow growing. Some of the early symptoms, I want you to know some of the early symptoms, because Tennessee has over 200 cases. I want you to know that. So some of the early symptoms include pale, reddish, copper color patches on your skin, bumps on your face that we saw earlier, bumps on your ears, on your arms, on your nose, a nosebleed, because the lining of your nose is definitely inflamed and affected by leprosy. So you can have really, really bad nosebleeds. Like I said, painful or not painful, either one is bad for you. You can have eye problems, blind, glaucoma. It feels like you have rocks under your feet, so it can hurt you to walk, or you can walk and not feel nothing. So if you walk barefooted, cut your foot, you're not going to know it because you're not going to be able to feel any pain. You can have loss of eyebrows and eyelashes. These are some of the early symptoms that may trigger you to think, I need to go to the doctor and actually see what is going on. Now, I hope you all learned something about leprosy. I really, really learned a lot. I did not know that it was so frequent. I knew that it was in different parts of Asia and so forth, but I didn't realize that we had so many cases in the United States. And I would have never thought that we had cases in the state of Tennessee, but we do. So I really hope you all learned something. Please like and share. Please check out my new website. I have it right here. Karen@karensinquisitivecorner.com. I just finished it. Please check it out and let me know what you think. So as I close today, I want to leave you all with this. Yesterday is gone. You cannot get it back. There's no use in coulda, woulda, shouldas, because you cannot go back and fix it. There's no need in pouting about something that you did years ago, the mistakes you did years ago, the money you lost years ago, the love you gave and didn't receive back years ago. There's no sense in worrying about that. It is gone. Learn from it and go forward. Don't let your yesterdays stop you in today. Today is a present. Today is a gift. All of us woke up. All of us woke up, and it is a gift that God gave us that we woke up. Live it as though it was your last. Live today as though it was your last day. Tomorrow may never come, you guys. I'm almost finished, okay? Tomorrow may never come. You know, we used to talk about, I'll see you tomorrow, I'll see you next week or something like that. But not only tomorrow is not promised, the next 5 minutes is not promised, you guys. The next 2 minutes is not promised. So let tomorrow take care of itself. Live today as though it was your last. And I've told you this before. If it's somebody you need to say, forgive me, you need to call them, ask them for forgiveness. If it's somebody that you've been procrastinating about calling, call them, text them, tell somebody that you love them, that they're your best friend today. If you didn't tell them yesterday and they're gone, you can't go back and tell them. If they're here today, tell them today, because they may not be here tomorrow. Okay? This is Karen Elizabeth Scruggs, Pat and Jack's baby girl, Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Thank you so much for joining, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.